Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gathering for Financial Consciousness Global Virtual Series number 2. I am your host, Dr. Dana Williams, and with this series, we sincerely hope that these interviews will help you to gain financial freedom. And on the call today, I have with me Mr. Jimmy Mack. Jimmy, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
So glad that you can join us today. There are people on the line. There are folks on the line with their hands raised. So
love it.
People are ready to go today.
That's awesome. Well,
and
we'll get underway.
For those of you who may not be familiar with Jimmy, let me give you some information on his background. Jimmy Mack is a medical intuitive and a spiritual life coach. He has taken a variety of healing modalities, including Reiki, remote viewing, shamanism, and psychic development, theta healing, reconnective healing, matrix energetics, Yuan method, and access consciousness. After a near-death experience in the ICU, he was given by Spirit an amazing new simple way to create profound changes known as My Liquid Fish. This profoundly easy and simple technique is especially good at creating a whirlwind of financial abundance and seems to dynamically change lack and want into abundance and fulfillment. Welcome, Jimmy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me. Look forward to it, and it's great we got folks already ready to go, so we'll rock it out. I also want to pretty much just say a prayer for everybody now. I really call it turbocharged prayer, supercharged prayer. And so basically I want to just bring in an awareness and a transformation of consciousness so that even anybody on the call here now, anything they experience as far as a positive shift, anyone that listens to it today or at any time in the future, they would also experience the same shift, the positive piece of it as well. So, and here we go. All right. We're good to go. So if you want to take a caller or whoever has their hands raised, we'll go for it.
And for anyone interested in asking Jimmy a question, star 2 will raise your hand. And so we will jump right into the questions. And feel free to jot down your questions ahead of time because Jimmy moves pretty quickly, and that way you can get your thoughts lined up when you start talking to him. So star 2 will raise your hand. And the first caller that I will unmute, the last 4 are 0447. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Wilma. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited that you have Jimmy on board. He's awesome.
Hi, Wilma.
Hi.
Oh, thank
Hi, I'm going to talk fast so I'm not holding up everybody else on the line. I'm going to ask Jimmy for a little bit of a miracle. For those of us who are on our path and everything seems to be lining up except for the money. Is there something that you can do, a process that will, because I'm assuming that if I know what it is that I have to clear, I'm going to clear it, but I can't clear stuff that's hidden or blocked or, something that's a barrier that I can't see through. So I'm wondering if there's some way that you can energetically strip or clear and just release.
Yeah, absolutely.
You understand where I'm going. Okay, awesome.
Totally, yeah. And I would add to that right now, it is Mercury retrograde coming up on full moon. Obviously, you've had this for quite some time, but right now, obviously, isn't a great time to start things, but we can certainly finalize some things. And when I ask all that is and tap in even to you, Wilma, just from your name, I'm big on tonality and hearing someone's voice. So my 3 main things for everybody would be receiving, deserving, and worthy. And right now you have issues when it comes to being worthy of things. So if you want to stand up right now, and anybody else that's listening, if they have a pendulum, that's fine too. They can actually watch the energy move. If they get a yes or a no, I'm just going to change it for them. They can watch it move. if you want to stand up and rock some stuff out, apply kinesiology-wise, it'll pull you forward for yes and push you backwards for no. So if you're standing there now, Wilma, and you just say, my name is Wilma. Yeah. If you just say, my name is Wilma, it should pull you forward if you're facing due north.
Due north. I am now. Okay. My name is Wilma. Oh, yeah. I'm going forward.
Okay. But if you say, my name is Nemo the Fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
My name is Nemo the Fish. I'm going backwards.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've never met, so it's kind of cool that, you know, you're coming in live and we can at least change this for everyone else, too. So I do get when I ask all that is, it's receiving and deserving you have, but you do have issues of worthiness. So if you just go ahead and say, I am worthy.
I am worthy. Oh, wow. I went straight back. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see my point. And so we're just going to change that for you really quick. And, you know, this is all on our spiritual jersey and everybody's got different things. And as you pointed out, too, sometimes we can't see each other's pieces and they're hidden or blocked. And I use the aquarium in my living room as an example just so everybody can see. And you and I, Wilma, might be standing in the front and we see yellow and blue fish and whatever. And, you know, she might be on the backside and she sees a green fish. Is it there? Of course it's there, but we can't see it. So my joke, my old tired joke always is the two psychics meet in the middle of the road and the one says to the other, you're fine, how am I? So, yeah, right? So oftentimes it's hard for us to see for ourselves. I mean, you could go your whole life and not realize you're just banging your head into the unworthiness of what's going on. So all I'm going to do is release all that right now, and you're going to feel a drift forward when worthiness comes in. It's coming in now.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and that's pulling you forward. And you're actually going to feel it pull, pull, pull forward. It's going to be as if somebody's filling you up, and we're going to wait until it brings you back to neutrality. Because I get basically you haven't had this your whole lifetime, so we're gonna really.
Oh, yeah, I'm still pushing forward, almost like I want to fall on my feet.
I know it feels like a ski jump or going off a giant jump hill, it's really odd. I know, and so that is, you know, kind of my joke. If it's just us on the line, Wilma, it's the Holy Spirit meets physics. So it's undeniable, and I don't care if you're doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, engineer. You know, you can say, oh, well, nothing's happening. It's like, no, this is happening. It's going to change. So it's going to pull, pull, pull forward, and then it's going to bring you back to a neutral place, and then you're going to have worthiness.
Whew.
Mm-hmm.
So now if I say I am worthy,
it's going to pull you forward.
I'm going straight to awesome. Oh, that is awesome. Isn't that cool?
Isn't that fun? And you see how you feel different, too. How weird is that, right?
That is awesome. I'm so very glad that Dana chose me, and I'm so glad that you understood exactly where I was going. And
absolutely.
Even for the worthiness thing, I'm surprised to hear that I didn't feel it. You know what I mean? I wasn't aware.
Oh, I mean, you could go your whole life and go, I'm worthy, 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 you know, and I love Louise Hay's stuff and saying the affirmations and different things, but it's kind of like if you're not, if you say 10 words and you're not lined up with three of them, you're really throwing rocks at the moon, okay? And we want to find where that grass reaches across the lawn or that weed, if you will, and we don't want to just pull the weed up, you know, for 6 inches, we want to go to the root, and the root might shoot 20 feet across the lawn. So if you pull it up at the root, then it dies for the next 20 feet. So we want to pull out things like worthiness, and we're just going to give you deserving, receiving, open to more abundance, and good fortune is one of my favorites. And it's not just about money. It's about getting that parking space at the mall. It's about finding the perfect pair of black shoes at the bottom of the discount bin that are your perfect size, you know, that were regularly $125 and now they're $19.95. So that brings in good fortune. And we're going to drop all that in for you right now, and it's going to pull you straight forward again.
It is, yes.
Yeah, there
Wait
you go.
Wait a second. I had turned around, so now I'm back to north now. Can we do it again? So now,
yeah, absolutely. It's coming in. It won't matter what you're doing. I'm just, you know, using you as an example so you can see what it feels like.
Can I just add, I love that you said good fortune, because one of the things that I've been working with and which made me jump on the call when I heard you were going to be on is I've been playing with abundance in all areas of my life, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially. And
love it.
It seemed to be the financial that was, but you've explained it's the worthiness thing. But I just love the... the good fortune. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's you bet. And between you and I, it's your people whispering in my ear, and so that's what comes up for you. There are no secrets. So.
That's
awesome.
That's
your word. That's your bottom line piece. So, yeah. And now that that's shifted, you can see. And that will actually free up a whole lot of different things for you. And really, spring's going to be a lot better for you, too. They're saying January, February, March, after the 15th, even before the 15th. So early March, you're going to see some shifts, some opportunities, and different things are going to start popping in your life when you least expect it in a good way. So you'll see.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I feel the energy just blew right open just as you were saying it. It was almost simultaneously. So thank you so much, and I hope that helps.
Oh, thanks for calling in. Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate it. We appreciate you bringing it up, definitely.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's interesting, Jimmy, that when we think of financial consciousness, we really usually are always talking about abundance in all forms and not simply just money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the money thing is easy for us to wrap our minds around, but we really do want to be open and abundant. And like she said, the good fortune, we all want good fortune. We want joy. We want good fortune.
You bet. And I even like luck. You know, whether you believe in good luck, bad luck, or you're superstitious or not, I just pound in even good luck because it's like we've heard it for so long. You know, you may as well grab that too and delete out bad luck and download some good luck, you know, and you just want to be in the right place at the right time. It's called kismet or good fortune, and we just want better things to happen no matter what, you know. And so that's, and it's across all lines and directions. It's not just cash only. So
great. We'll go to another caller.
Mm-hmm.
And this caller, the last four is 2800. Hello, you're unmuted.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. And what's your name?
Hi. Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. I'm so glad you answered my call.
Awesome. Well, we're glad you're here.
That is so exciting.
Right.
That is so exciting. So you probably want to know why I'm calling.
Well, we're all waiting.
Okay. Well, I, too, am experiencing a little bit of financial difficulty, which is also causing some relationship difficulty in my household.
Okay.
So I would really like some help with that.
Well, let's clean some of that up, too. Hey, yours actually is receiving, deserving. You're okay with unworthiness. You're open to receiving is no. So if you can go ahead and just face due north right now.
Okay.
Sandy, and if you stand there in strong mountain pose and yoga, about a foot in between your feet, it's going to feel like somebody's pushing you forward for yes and pulling you back for no. So if you just say, my name is Sandy, it should pull you forward.
My name is Sandy. Yes. It did.
Awesome. But if you say my name is Nemo the fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
Yes.
Nice. So I would do deserving and worthiness are there for you, but receiving is not. So if you could just say I'm open to receiving all the best love life has to offer, it's going to pull you back to no.
Uh-huh.
I just said it for you. You'll feel the no. So I'm going to delete all that off your spiritual jersey, if you will.
Okay.
We're going to kind of clean you up for all that. And then you're going to feel a drift forward when it comes in, and it's going to feel like a really strong pull forward.
Yeah, it did.
Nice. And it's going to feel like it's pull, pull, pull forward, and then it's going to bring you back to a place of neutrality once it's filled up. And here we go.
Okay.
Nice. And so people, you know, gosh, our neighbors in the great Northeast and Chicago and New York and blizzard time, and it's like, oh, my gosh, they're wearing hats and scarves and booties and gloves, and they're just wearing all these different things, you know, and they got so much winter clothing on. And, of course, our joke, I'm here in Florida, and Dee is too, and our joke is wintertime in Florida is a picture of a guy at the beach, and he's got on flip-flops, and it says our winter wardrobe, and he's got on white socks and his flip-flops.
Right.
And so that's our version of it. But energetically, what happens is we'll have pieces of lack and inability to receive, deserving, worthy. And as we take that off your spiritual jersey, if you will, then everything changes and shifts, and you have the higher probability of things going well for you. And I don't get as far as the relationship goes to right now. I mean, not to, you know, we're not going into all that on the air, but
right.
Yeah. Open to receiving all the best love has to offer test week too. And it isn't okay. so much for you as it is for your partner. Okay.
Right.
And so we're just going to say some, so again, I don't mean to, but we're going to do it anyway. So we're going to grab for your partner. It would be open to receiving all the best love has to offer. You're going to feel a pull backwards on that as no.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now watch this. So this is you, and this is going to pull you forward. And that's
yes,
you. See how you're yes and your partner's no. Makes sense? So we're
yes.
just going to say some prayers on that without running over the boundaries of their free will and their positionality, their opinion, what they got going on. And we're just going to make a little sacred space, if you will, so that people can be more open to receiving all the best that love has to offer. And so right now we're bringing that in. And now if we jump back over to your partner, open to receiving all the best love has to offer, we'll pull you forward.
Yes, it did.
Makes sense?
Uh-huh.
Awesome. So, and I think that's going to help us out a lot, too. You know, and I was really kind of contemplating this early on, and Dee and I go way back, but, you know, love is sex, is money, is creation, is all that put together in goddess format, Mother Earth, all those things. So it's almost like sex is money too, and all that intertwines. And so very often in relationships, especially if money is in a bad situation, you know, or just have a lot of lack going on, the last thing, male or female, 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 male, male, whatever, is, you know, there's zero sex appeal in that. It's almost we have levels of resentment in that. And mm-hmm. so it's almost like we lay down in bed with our partner, and in the bed you may as well put all the debt and the bills and everything else or all the problems in it as well. So mm-hmm. does that make sense? So
uh-huh.
we're going to ask that that changes for you and everybody that ever listens to the call now. We're going to release it, resolve it, erase it out now, and that's going to pull you back when it leaves.
Okay.
Nice. And so that's going to give us some freedom, or it's going to free up some things there, and we're going to have a higher probability that things could work out for you. Does that make
Great.
Sense? Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes. Well, thank
so
you guys
again,
so
springtime,
much.
Yeah, and springtime looks really great for you too, Sandy. March, April especially, for whatever reason. Maybe
Good.
It's after tax time kind of thing. Yeah, in May
yeah.
and through on out after that. So, yeah, you might be pleasantly surprised mid-April and on. So that's a good
Great.
Thing.
Great. Okay. Well,
thanks
thank
so
you
much
guys.
For calling
thank
in.
So
we
much.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
okay.
appreciate
All
you
right.
waiting.
Thank you, Sandy.
Bye. And bye.
Bye-bye.
And, Jimmy, what you were saying is interesting about mm-hmm. the whole how much stuff is tied up into our finances. I mean, our whole
mm-hmm.
life is connected. The health, the sex life, the intimacy
no
tied into money. Then you go
oh,
into
yeah.
your health, and people, mm-hmm. Once you've run yourself into the ground physically
yeah.
trying
right.
to improve your finances, then you're too sick and you're and ill to
right.
do, you know, to focus on it because
mm-hmm.
you're depleted. And it becomes a catch-22. Every area
yeah.
starts to get wobbly, and you're working on one area hoping that it'll fix another area, and that doesn't work.
Exactly. You know. And then again, I mean, I have plenty of clients worldwide that are what my mother calls terribly wealthy, but then if they have health problems or anything else going on, then you know, all the money in the world isn't making a difference for that either. So it
right.
is important to kind of find that little neutrality, that place where we're the in the in-between of the sex, the money, the joy, the production, all the things that we have going on in our lives, relationships, and everything. We want to find that middle ground, if you will. You know, my joke to even my family is I don't want to hear, you know, the police are here or the lawyers on the phone or, you know, the doctor, you got to call the doctor back at the hospital. It's like, oh my gosh, no, you know, I don't want any of that. I want smooth, you know, and over
right.
time, we really want smooth. I don't want
right.
any chaos or drama. Any of that, zero. So, you know, and over time, that's the level which you can reach. And it isn't boring. It's just smooth. Things run really
yeah.
smooth. And we run into that place where even financially, relationships, health-wise, everything else, it just sort of unfolds.
Right.
And it just has a nice little cadence and feel to it. And that's what we're all really striving for, whether we know it or not. So.
And I think most people don't know it. Just like
mm-hmm.
you were saying,
yeah.
you want to get to the point where the phone rings. And
mm-hmm.
if there's no good news, that's one thing, but you don't want bad news either.
Exactly.
Let the phone ring and have people invite you out for dinner or to go hang out rather than it being bad news. And that could be, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Definitely a good thing, because then you're
mm-hmm.
focusing on you being in the now, doing what you enjoy doing, and rather
mm-hmm.
living in dread of the other shoe dropping.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's a program for a lot of people, too. They're kind of tiptoeing around on eggshells, waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, kind of the joke for a lot of clients will be, you know, if everything's going good, they're looking around going, you know, what have I overlooked? And so
right.
you want to stay out of that position as well. And again, whether it's investments, finance, health, you know, any of those things, we want to make things better and, again, more smooth.
And talk about the, mm-hmm. for people, because this is something that I tend to have issues with as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I can mentally affect the outcome of something if I focus on it and I work hard in it, and I actually think
mm-hmm.
that I'm doing something for the positive, where that's just a habit, which I know doesn't work, but I still have to use tools to remind myself that to share mental willpower, not going to get it if there's something that's unconscious. And like Wilma was saying, you're not even aware of it.
Yeah.
If you're not aware
yeah.
of it, you don't know what it is that you should be clearing or working
definitely.
On.
Definitely. Yeah, and it's the old joke, you don't know what you don't know. But, you know, if you're going headstrong into, you know, your brain of I'm going to just work hard and do this thing. I mean, a lot of times it's like pushing rope up the hill, you know, and you're
right.
definitely going to overlook something. My experience over time, decades of doing this, is you're going to have pieces where it's a DNA level, maybe things you've inherited. You're going to have a core of this incarnation from inception, conception, all the way up till now, history of all past lives, a little soul level of you hooked up to God. There's
mm-hmm.
parallel dimension, parallel universe. There's other worlds. And if we can figure out what that weird little nuance is and really delete out or negate out that negative piece and maybe change it into a positive, or I would really call it pulling weeds in the garden,
mm-hmm.
you know, and planting more flowers or vegetables or fruits, then everything can all of a sudden just go bam and shift in your direction. And it's just night and day, you know.
Right.
And one of my best friends, his joke is, he said he's known me 25, 30 years now, and he knows that this works because for no amount of money would I talk to strangers on the phone. And so that's his joke, you know. And so point is, I know it works. I feel it working. People we're talking to right now I've never met before in my life, and I don't know who they are or where they live, and we're pulling them around their living room. So when you start to do that, then it's like, wow, I'm so impressed. I'm so excited by this. And so I'm like a little kid in all this, still playing with it, you know. And
right.
it's just phenomenal. And so just to get calls every day and texts and emails and inquiries and social media, and it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, it's overwhelming in a good way. So it's fantastic
yeah.
and fun and exhilarating. And when somebody has a cancer that goes into remission, or they somehow get a scratch off when everything was due and they hit the lotto on a small one, even 10 grand or something, you know, that's
right.
when you know it's really hand of God spirit stuff. And, you know, I'm past the ego part of it now, but boy, is that, you know, just really confirmation that whatever you and I are tapping into is really working. And I do love the phrase, the biblical phrase, where two or more gathered. So
right.
it's almost like you and I together with, say, a Wilma or a Sandy, it's like we triangulate all of that somehow. And
right.
then it's like the power of all of us together, and it starts really moving the mountain. And, you know, that, I just, you know, who can get enough of that, right? It's fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone is interested in asking Jimmy a question, star 2 raises your hand. And I have another question here, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And let me unmute another caller. The last 4 is 0163. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Dana and Jimmy. This is Rich in Yreka, California.
Hey, Rich.
Hi. A someone, a very skilled energy worker, told me I was hopeless because I was depressed. She recommended St. John's Wort and Sammy. And I had to handle that before she could do anything that would last. And she had done temporary things with thyroid. Do you get?
Well, again, I don't get that. I don't even get you for St. John's. Kava tests better for you. I don't know you, but, you know, that's just what I'm letting you know. St. John's is great for a lot of people. It's a flowering piece. Sometimes it might take a week to 2 weeks to even work. You don't even test well for St. John's when I ask Spirit, but you test well for Kava. Sammy tests really good for you. So that tests really good for you. GABA tests really good for you. That's all capital letters, G-A-B-A, of course.
Right,
and, and you don't even need any of this stuff in the morning, by the way. You really need it in the afternoon. So often I'll have clients that they might have a whole cabinet full of things and, you know, we're wasting perhaps some time or money or resources and we're taking it at the wrong times and the wrong amounts, that sort of thing. So I don't get that at all. And I've never had a client yet that I would say, oh, take all this stuff and call me back. I mean, I'm sure they're great at whatever they do, but, you know, that's just not my speed. So anyway, stand up, face due north, see what we can rock out for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. And so if you're standing there right now and you put about a foot in between your feet, what all do they call you? Any other nicknames?
Richard.
Richard, okay. You just say, my name is Richard. It should pull you forward for yes.
My name is Richard. Yeah.
Okay, but if you say my name's Nemo the fish, it'll pull you backwards.
Yeah, my stomach gets tight when I do that, yeah.
There you go. You feel the difference, right? There you go.
Yeah.
So I want to clear you up and clean you up a little bit. You actually test as hopeless, by the way, and that'll pull you forward for yes. And I'm just going to release and resolve all that off of you now, and you're going to feel a drift backwards when we're going to take all that hopelessness off of you.
God, it is
you'll
really
feel it leave.
Back.
Yeah.
And
you're going to
feel
it. It's going to go. And it's going to pull you back to the middle once it's done. There's still more leaving. I'm watching it go, and here we go. Ooh, that feels a lot better.
Yeah, it does.
Nice. So we're going to give you hope-filled instead of hopeless. How does that sound? So it's almost like we pulled the weed of hopelessness, and let's plant instead of St. John's Wort, no pun intended, let's plant some hopefulness, okay? Ease, joy, glory, laughter, entertainment for you. And here we go. It's going to pull you forward when it comes in. It's coming in now.
This is marvelous.
Okay.
Yeah.
You feel the difference, right?
Yeah.
It's going to fill you up to forward, and it's going to bring you back to neutrality, Richard, once it's done. Here we go.
Well, you can do these things. Can you help with my reproductive hormones and
sure.
Thyroid?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I would do things like simply what comes through for you. I love Indium, by the way. That test's really good for you. You might want to write that down at some point or re-listen to the call. But Indium is an element. It's number 49 on the elemental chart. On chemistry, like copper, boron, zinc, gold. Indium is I-N-D-I-U-M, and that's a really good mineral for you. You can find it, I don't sell supplements, but you can find it on Amazon generally, and you want Indium XL. So for him, would it be pills or liquid? You test best for liquid, and all you do is put a little drop underneath your tongue upon rising in the morning. That's what I would do if I were you. And I love that element, and that will generally over time strengthen your everything from fingernails to thicken your hair. It helps hormonally, it helps us sleep at night, and it's really a good thyroid booster too. You test great for selenium too, by the way. So sea kelp tests great for you as well. So I would look into those things as well. And those are more nourishing things. You just feel depleted, they're saying. And that's going to pull you forward to yes for feeling depleted. You'll feel a pull forward. And we're going to release all that and resolve it. And it's going to pull you backwards when depletion leaves. And there it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Feel that?
About to,
yeah. So there you go. Yeah, I'd love to tell you, take these things and call me in a month, but we ain't got time for that, Richard. I want to go, go, go.
Yeah, if you've done this, I still could use the GABA and the SAMI.
I would. You know, listen, in the kind of McDonald's fast food world we're in, unless you're telling me, Richard, you're an organic farmer and you're eating the perfect amounts of food and proteins and water, it's like, yeah, right. So for the most part, but people, you know, supplements we do need. I'm just not that big on, obviously you can flush the Flintstones vitamins down the toilet, but people are generally mineral deficient. People are starving these days, it feels like, for minerals. So I like multi-minerals, chelated multi-minerals would help a great deal for you as well. But those things are going to smooth you out, I think, over time. And help us sleep better and give you more energy as well. You could stand some B vitamins in the morning too, B complex. You don't need in the afternoon, in the evening, it would just give you wild dreams. But in the morning to get up and go, you could stand a green drink and then some B complex would help you out a lot, B12 too. Make sense?
It does make a lot of sense, Jimmy.
Awesome. How do you feel now, champ?
Oh, I feel... I've got this. I feel totally different. My mind is sharp. I was ready to go collapse before I called, and I get a high tone.
I love it. Yeah.
Here.
Just the tonality of the tonality of your voice sounds different. I love that. That's always my indication when I talk to people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and as I was mentioning earlier to Dee, it's like smooth. You sound much smoother, and so I love that. And, yeah, it's going to make a difference for you today. You're 3 hours behind us, so you're in for a great afternoon and evening, my friend.
Right, it's 12:30. So what a miracle. So thank you.
You bet.
Thank you
for calling in. I'm thrilled, and I want to hope and pray that anyone else that listens to this call and they have similar issues or illnesses, disease, disorders, whatever they may have, that it also changes for them as well. So we sure appreciate you calling in, Richard, and contributing too.
Yeah, I've been taking red mineral algae for my minerals.
It tests really good for you. Yeah, that tests fantastic for you, by the way. You don't need it in the morning, they're saying, but afternoon and evening would do great for you. You actually want to step it up a little bit. So.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's
you could
even
stand
better
to
use
a little bit more.
Would that be even better than the chelated multi-minerals?
No, it doesn't test better, but perhaps. I like switching things up on occasion. You test really good for chelated multi-minerals, so when we're out of the red algae, let's switch over and try those out for a while.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to definitely step up what you're doing now, they're saying, as far as the... you know, the amount goes. It's like you're taking it not in the afternoon, but in the evening, they're saying. But I'm overseeing you taking things right now and remote viewing, if you will. You could stand it for lunch and dinner. You're not going to take too much of it. So it feels good when I'm in it. Make sense?
It does.
Awesome.
Some of it. Spread it out.
Perfect.
And you're quite right. I've been taking it only at night because it makes me sleep.
Yep. Yep, I'm just letting you know what they're whispering in my ear. My attorney friend's joke, he always says, Jimmy, for liability purposes, you better tell these people you're talking to angels flying UFOs. So there you go, Richard. Your angels that are flying UFOs said you're only taking one at night. You need to take it at lunchtime and dinner. What do you think of that? I don't know you. I'm telling you what they're saying.
Well, thanks a lot. And Dana, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jimmy Mac and all the other people you've helped with. Thanks to thanks of you both.
You bet. Thank you, Richard.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's funny.
Yeah. Good times.
I know. Definitely good times. But it was interesting you're talking about the time of day to take the supplements, because that's one thing, as we were saying, and I was like, I don't remember people making an issue at the time of day you should take things.
Yeah. Often they do. You know, I think the really good folks at least let you know that It's an incredible difference for most people, I find. They don't need a whole lot of stuff in the morning to get going, but afternoon and evening is critical. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff you don't want to take in the evening, I find. If you're pounding down B-complex, you know, my joke is, gosh, every day somebody goes, Jimmy, what does this dream mean? And, you know, they've had B-complex at night and they ate a pepperoni pizza and had beer. I mean, you know, you're going to be shooting bow and arrows, riding on a whale across the Serengeti Plain. You know, it's like, come on, you know, it's meaningless. It's just you're having B-complex and chemical reactions to pepperoni times hops times, you know, B1. So point is, you know, there's a lot of stuff you don't want to delve into at night unless you love to dream and you want to dream in color and do dream journals and go wild, you know, so that's okay too.
Right.
So, but yeah, there's a tremendous amount of difference in not only what we take and how much, but when. It's just critical. I've just seen it make the difference night and day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, because usually whenever I take supplements, I just take them whenever I can remember to take them, which now I'm thinking, okay, you probably should do a little bit more organized than that.
Yeah, a tad. But it's funny when you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now,
definitely.
While we have some time, I wanted to talk about your the special offer that you have put together for our listeners, because there's you put together two packages that have a lot of information on how to help people, because my goal is to give people tools, techniques, practices that they can do self-care, that they can get in there and start, as you say, working on themselves, helping themselves so they can feel like they have some way of some hope of getting through whatever it is they're going through.
Yeah.
And so
definitely.
For your special offer package, you have brought to us your audio series called My Belief Works. And can you tell us about how this package, how this process or series of audios came together?
Sure. Yeah. It's a very conscious-driven, transformative piece, and it changes beliefs on a zillion different levels. It takes probably 6 months to a year for me to even do each one, and it's basically a script, and then I'll record it over time. And they all average about 30 minutes in length. They'll have about 125 clearings in them. And in fact, with this package with you, you know, the price is just borderline giveaway, and it's an awesome deal for folks. It's not offered anywhere else, by the way. And on my website, it would be, you know, 10 times what you're seeing here today. But you also get the audio, not only just audio MP3s, but then the PDFs as well. So you actually have in writing what the belief changes and pieces are. And we go ahead and we'll actually transformatively change those things just like we did for Sandy, for Wilma, for Richard. It's the same thing. And so people could actually lay there and feel those clears and different changes, or they could get engaged into it once they figure out My Liquid Fish or any other form of changing belief structure. You know, they could use their pendulum, stand up, apply kinesiology, muscle testing, whatever they need to do. And they could actually start changing things themselves. But that's how that came about. And so it's deeper than affirmations per se. Love Louise Hay, love all that kind of stuff. And if that's working for you, that's great. But like I said early on, if you look at a sentence that's 10 or 12 words long and you're not lined up with three or four of those words, you know, it's almost like you're hitting that glass ceiling. You can't break out into the transformation of changing the negative weakness or the issue with what you're not resonating with, and then downloading the more positive, strengthening piece of the words that really would help you and the belief structure. So this is kind of the one-stop shop for all that, and there's a whole series of them, of course, and these particular ones would really help people mental, physically, any challenges they might have. So if they were, let's just say, depressed or have ADD, ADHD, any of those different things, or insomnia, gosh, if they have a prolonged elbow pain, it's been going on for years, you know, that sort of thing. These very well could be the catalyst that would actually create some change so that they would experience a difference in the healing as well. And it's
right.
the same for finance and anything else, as you well know. So
yeah.
you've got gaps in areas of finance or relationships, pets, it could be career, it could be your house, it could be anything. You want things to run forward and to be much more smooth.
Right, because I was looking at mm-hmm. your package. You have a healing mental and emotional stressor, MP3,
mm-hmm.
and then you also have the healing the physical body disorders.
Mm-hmm.
You have the receiving chronic pain relief.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
and then, I mean, that with those four audios alone, and there's the PDF written work that goes along with it, you
mm-hmm.
will get on every issue that you can possibly have. And what you also have some sample clearings where you're actually listening
right.
to the clearings. And I think when people are reading it, for me, I tend to be more mental. So if I can have something that occupies my mental mind while I'm doing the work.
Right.
That helps
mm-hmm.
because then it helps me to focus when it is I'm supposed to be focused on.
Right,
and
exactly.
So as I'm listening to the word, then my mind is going, yeah, yeah, that's it, that's it, that's right,
mm-hmm.
that's what I need. And it helps me to focus, whereas like you say, if there's an affirmation or another phrase that you're not in resonance with, your mind is going, uh-uh, that's not me. So,
right, and sure enough, it is you.
Right. With
right.
120 clearings, you're going to each MP3, you're going to really get to the root cause of whatever issue you're having. So if you're interested in Jimmy's package, you can go to www.getfincon, that's getfincon.com/Jimmy, JIMMY2. And you can get Package A, which are the four MP3s along with the PDF files to go along with them. And then he has some bonuses with that as well. There's a Take Action Now PDF ebook that Jimmy did with Bob Proctor and Maria Nemeth.
Mm-hmm.
And also the audio version of that book is along with the ebook version of it so that you can listen to it. And all of that, those audios and the PDFs are available for $96. And at that price, I don't know where you can get a half-hour session pretty much with anybody to get that much work done, much less the fact that all four areas that are worked on in the MP3 and also the PDF, you can
mm-hmm.
use this material over and over and over until you get to every single issue, and anytime anything else pops up, you can go right back around and work on these issues so that you can just get clear and, you know, smooth out the bumps in your life. And then Package
no
B
doubt.
Is all of those, the MP3 downloads, the PDFs, the books, plus 30 minutes private session with Jimmy. And I've had a private session with Jimmy, and it's very similar to what we're doing here, except
mm-hmm.
you get to go into detail about your issues because, of course, it is private, and then your team comes to assist and whispers in
right.
his ear so that you can't go, oh, I'm fine, I'm perfectly
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Right, right, and they'll beg to disagree, but that
right.
30 minutes, you will go through so much stuff
mm-hmm.
and clear so many things out quickly. You're rocking back and forth. I mean, you know, you have to sometimes hold on to it so you don't fall to the floor if you have
mm-hmm.
pretty sticky issues. And that Package B is at $147. And once again, you can get that at www.getfincon.com/Jimmy2. And that button is also on the screen if you're listening to it on the web. But this package and this process, if you're the type of person that you don't ever know whether or not something is working, that process where you're standing up and you
mm-hmm.
start rocking back and forth, there's no doubt in your mind that something is working when you're when you can feel the physical shifts, the rocking that you're doing. You know something is working because you think you're standing still and then you start moving, so you know the energy is moving. So,
yeah, no doubt. And that's a great way to put it, too. That's a great way to phrase it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes I sit there and go, oh, I don't feel anything.
Right, and bam!
Right. You're standing
like
up.
Cooling up on you. Right.
You stand
right
here and see what he's talking about. You go, whoa. You
right.
I felt like I was on the deck of a ship. It was just
right
a very mm-hmm interesting feeling when all that stuff is moving. So you don't have time to go, this is not working, because you're trying to gain your equilibrium. But this package and this process of the liquid fish and the belief mm-hmm works is you really have to root out the unconscious, the subconscious, the limiting the beliefs,
mm-hmm,
the past lives, the DNA stuff, to be able to prepare to move forward.
No doubt. Yeah, and that's a great way to put it, too, like you'd mentioned. And, gosh, you know, you think about it, we worked with Wilma and Sandy and Richard and other people. I've never met them before in my life, you know. And so
right
these aren't, you know, people that called in or people we've worked with before. This is totally out of the blue. So it's their words,
right,
not mine. But that's pretty much the way it is for anybody. You could be in a basement in Cincinnati or on a cruise ship. I'm still going to pull you all over the place. So just spirit and... It's an interesting piece, and like you said, it's a dynamic of, regardless of your belief structure, whether you even believe this is working or not, you know, I see so much dynamic and profound, magical, mystical change that, you know, people are really moved to tears often during sessions, and they do have profound things, and, you know, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, you know, that's all well and good, and those are parlor tricks maybe to some people, or they think, oh, that's really great, what's going to happen now? Well, buckle up, because stuff's going to happen. You know, in
right
the next 30, 60, 90 days, even the people we talk to today, they will have profound changes where they can have no doubt that it's because of what we did today, even for a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting and refreshing and very fulfilling for me as far as, you know, this type of work goes.
Yeah, and especially giving people hope, because I
mm-hmm
think the one of the biggest issues that people have is they feel like they've tried so much, they've done so much, and they don't know if the next thing is going to work, and they're starting to feel hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
But every tool or every practice that comes out that gives relief to some people, I think brings hope to us all that
mm-hmm
we can get to the bottom of this.
Yes, and as you know, consciously, as far as the whole mass goes, it raises everything, you know. And I was really joking with somebody the other day, and I said, hey, I don't care if you do Reiki or, you know, matrix energetics or theta healing or any number of any different things, I sometimes feel like we're all kind of playing in the corner, like we're playing you know, dominoes or cards in the corner, and spirit's moving things around anyway. So
right,
that's really quite funny. And so it's like, hey, whatever's working for you, I'm all in, you know. This just happens to be, for me, what has been the culmination of everything I've tried and worked with and
mm-hmm
followed a lot of famous people around and pretty much mastered their modalities as well, or got certified in them as a practitioner. And then this happened for me. And so now it's like an undeniable piece where everybody goes, hey, this is different. This is real.
Right. Right. And so it's like I was just thinking, it's good times, definitely good times, and time for some good luck.
Yeah, yeah, more of that, please. Yeah, we definitely want more optimism. We want more positive pieces in our lives, more good fortune in all areas of our lives. And, you know, anywhere there's a lack or a negative piece, we want to just pull that weed in the garden, plant some more flowers, fruits, vegetables, and get things going.
Right. And for those people that are listening and those that will be listening later on, is there
mm-hmm
any message that we all need to hear right now? Any additional work? Any more weeding that we currently need for those
gosh
of us?
Yeah.
I love
working on receiving, deserving, worthiness. We're so hammered down by whatever we grew up with, our family dynamic, our parents, that sort of thing, that you always really want to start with you. And so often here we are coming up on Valentine's Day and other things, and people go, oh, I want to meet the love of my life. I want a fairy tale. I want whatever. It's like, well, start with you. Because if you're off kilter right now, the only thing you're going to attract is somebody else who is off kilter. And so you might wake up 30, 60, 90 days from that and go, hey, this is horrible. And it's like, yeah, that was the reflection of what you were. So, you know, you want to bring in love for yourself. Always start with you. I love me. And, you know, get to that place. And then the allowance of others to love you and the allowance of you to love others. And as we expand out into that right now, and I'm asking for that to occur as well for anybody that listens to this now or in the future, that's going to make a tremendous difference for them too. So it always reminds me, it's that joke of, you know, when the plane loses altitude, you put your oxygen mask on first and then you assist the elderly and the small children. And of course, the reason they say that is if you are fidgeting with all them, everybody passes out. So always start with you. And it's not selfish or self-centered or being a bitch or whatever. It's like more self-preservation. It's gathering up your energy, your chi, your prana, your whatever you want to call it. And you can do a heck of a lot more from a place of strength. You know,
right.
And someone used to say, you don't go up to the poor guy who's homeless on the park bench and say, you know, do you have a job for me? So, you know, when you come at everything from a place of strength and you're doing great healthy-wise, you know, then I'll listen to your advice. If you hit the billion-dollar jackpot and you've got an incredible amount of money and you want to do charitable works, you know, and really, really help people, gosh, what a great position to be in to be able to do that, right?
Right.
So we always start with ourselves, and if we do that and then expand out from there, it's just incredible what can happen. And it's almost like the universe is sitting there waiting, going, come on, I know you can do it. And if we just put the slightest little amount of effort into that, the energy flows into it, and it's almost like the paths are opened up for us. And so you have an incredible amount of choice. I would say to everybody, everybody has positionality and opinion. I loved Elvis. I laugh over Elvis. He loved vanilla ice cream. And I don't like vanilla ice cream. I'd have to put chocolate and, you know, pineapple bits to get past eating vanilla ice cream, but that's what he loved. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that made him happy. And so that's his position, and that would be his opinion. So we run that little delicate balance of, hey, I honor you in the place where you're at now. That's fine if that's what you like, you know, without him or anybody really wanting us to do exactly what they do or like what they like. It's okay to be different in this space and time. And so much is pushed down on us, I think, from society or, you know, the flashy world of hurry up now of what we should aspire to be or say or work or what have you, that the individuality piece is washed out and kind of lost in translation. So the more I just salute the inner different person in you. If you're that hippie type and you're planting the garden and dancing and all that, it's like, man, I love that. You know, it's like, do that, mm-hmm. Honor you, you know, don't worry about what anybody else thinks. I promise you, most of them are so obsessed with themselves, they couldn't care less about you. So
that's true.
You know, yeah. So at the end of the day, it's like, you know, fly your freak flag and have fun and enjoy and, you know, do what makes you happy. So, and I would also add to that every day, someone says to me, you know, Jimmy, what's my life's purpose? What's my life's mission? I'm like, I don't know. What do you like? You know, really, you want to be a boat builder, you know, you want to climb mountains, you want to be a teacher, you know, we all contribute. And so whatever that is, you'll find that you'll have an incredible amount of energy supporting you in that direction. And it's okay to do that. It's okay to do a little bit of everything. So if you want to do Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, be a teacher and plant a garden and, you know, do crochet on the weekends or whatever it is, you know, that's your thing. Just, you know, be true to that. And I find the happiest people I know, and by the way, I've got some pretty famous movie star people and what my mother calls the terribly wealthy. The happiest people I know do a little bit of everything.
Right.
So I'm working with you right now. Got some audio MP3s, got some books in that. I have some private sessions. I'm doing a little bit of everything. And it's
right.
Very fulfilling to kind of have that little potpourri, if you will, and that variety. So we'll ask for that to change and come in for everybody, too, that they'll just find their cadence, find their place, find their joy. And I always like to say, show me and tell me beyond all knowing it could have only come from you. So I want it to be so in their face from spirit that they can just have no doubt that this is the direction they're to take in their lives and what they're supposed to do. So.
Right.
Great.
And on that note, I want to thank you so much, Jimmy, for being on the show today. I'm jazzed. I'm psyched up. I'm happy.
I love it.
And
thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Every time we have a conversation, more thoughts keep flooding in. And I could talk for long periods of time. But
right.
I want to thank you so much for your work and for the help that you've done for the people that called in. And don't forget to take advantage of Jimmy's special offer, because it will allow you to get more healing and to really help yourself so that you can move forward. Because I think this year and going into the future, a lot of things are happening, and we all need to be on the good side of the wave.
You bet. I love that. It's a great way to put it. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. And so with that, I would like all of you to, like I said, thank you so much for coming, and thank you, Jimmy. And until next time, until we meet again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.